They could go so much places.
Next, alone. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings and compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for granting the desires of our hearts. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for doors you have opened for us. Thank you for the miracles your power has performed in our lives. Thank you for giving us deliverance. Thank you for giving us healing. Thank you, Lord, for giving us restoration. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the battles we couldn't fight with our strength, that you fought for us and won for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for filling our lives with perfect peace. Thank you for doing as you have planned. Thank you for doing as you have said in our lives. Be praised forever. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great things you still have in store for us. Thank you, Father. We are here in this very hour to seek your face, to pray, to worship you, and to call upon your name. Father, touch our lives tonight. In Jesus' name, answer our prayers tonight. In Jesus' name, give us blessings that are beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, give us strength, give us revival in our inner man. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Having welcomed you to the Lord's presence, we are going to sing some worship songs. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. To the Lord, for the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Instead of this, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. A shape of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. A shape of days, a shape of days, as old as you are. As old as you are, you will never change. Any shape of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, my morning, numerous things I see. All I have needed, I is, hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, all to me. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy
this your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
In the blood of Jesus.
There is power mighty in the blood.
In the blood of Jesus.
There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood, there is power mighty. In the blood of Jesus Christ, there is power mighty in the blood. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here, you are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here. For us, Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us.
Every how
I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
I need thee.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
Every hour.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Savior, I call to thee.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing, and there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all you've given to me. For all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my guilt. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched hand. I will bless your name, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory and honor.
Glory, honor, power, majesty,
be unto you, our Lord, glory and honor. Glory, honor, power and majesty be unto you, our Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great how is you, Lord, King of glory, great are you, Lord, Lord of hosts, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. Great are you, Lord. Ancient of days, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Our excellent is your name, O Lord. Lord, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, Lord,
how glorious.
How glorious is your name, O Lord. How glorious is your name, O Lord. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name. Oh, Lord. There is none like you.
There is none like you, Jesus.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. King of glory, El Shaddai, we praise you. Mighty deliverer, mighty savior, mighty restorer, mighty God, we worship you. O Lord, our God, we praise you. King of the universe, creator of the universe, creator of all the earth, creator of all the heavens, we praise you, Father. We worship you, Father. Creator of the universe, we worship you, Father. You are the one who was and is to come. You are the everlasting Father, the almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and is to come, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, Most High God. We praise you, Lion of the tribe of Judah. We praise you, El Shaddai. with you, Father. You are greater than all, higher than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, and better than all. You do great and mighty works. You make impossible things possible. We bless your name, O Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Mighty man of war, we praise you. You are the one who fights our battles. You heal our sicknesses. You take away our diseases. You break into pieces our chains. We praise you, Father. You are the one who changes the lives of people. You bring things out of nothing. We worship you, O Lord. You reverse irreversible things. You make impossible things happen. We worship you, Father. You give power to the powerless. You give hope to the hopeless. You give strength to the weak. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and presence. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For doing your will in my life. Say, thank you, Father, for performing your will and desires in my life. Shall begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for performing your will in my life. Thank you for doing your will in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making your will to prevail in my life. Thank you for making your will come to pass in my life. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for bringing to pass your promises in my life. Thank you for doing your will in my life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, We have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me grace to do things that my human strength cannot do, things my human wisdom cannot do. Thank you, Father, for giving me grace to do them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for giving me grace to do the things my human strength cannot do. Thank you, Father, for giving me grace to do things my human wisdom cannot do, things that are beyond my human abilities. Thank you for giving me grace to do them easily, to do those things easily. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. He has begun to thank the Lord. He begins to say, thank you, Father. For answering my prayers. You can just say, thank you, Father, for showing me your faithfulness by answering my prayers. Let me amount and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for showing me your faithfulness by answering my prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for showing me your faithfulness. Thank you for demonstrating your faithfulness in my life. Thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. He has to begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for doing in my life things that will move me forward, things that will move my life forward to the next higher level. Say, Father, thank you for doing those things in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for doing in my life things that will move my life forward. Thank you for doing in my life things that will shift me into higher ground. Things that will lift me up into the heights you have prepared for me. Thank you, Father, for doing those things in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, move in my life and situations. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, move in my life and situations and perform your will and cause your will to prevail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, move in my life and situations. The Bible says, for God has highly exalted him and have given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee should bow at the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, move in my life and make every knee bow for your will to happen in my life. So Lord Jesus, move in my life. Make every knee to bow. Make every knee bow for your will to happen in my life, for your will to prevail in my life. Move in my life right now, Lord Jesus, and enforce your will to prevail. Perform your will. Perform your will in my situations. Perform your will in my environment. Perform your will in my life. Move in my life right now, Lord Jesus. And let your will prevail. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are authorities in the earth that we call law enforcement agencies. These are earthly authorities. And then we call them law enforcement agencies. The same thing applies to God's kingdom. There are authorities of heaven on earth that also enforce the will of God on earth. Just as the government can release the police and the soldiers to enforce the law. Even in the same way, God has authorities here on earth that enforces his will on earth. So if Christians can pray, they will see the will of God prevail in the earth. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus is supreme, our God is supreme over everything and everyone. So therefore you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, release your heavenly authorities. Release your divine authorities to perform perform your will in my life, in my calling, and in my destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. May Father release your divine authorities. Release your heavenly authorities to perform your will in my life, to perform your desires in my life. Release them now. Release them now. Continue to pray that Roman officer told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I know you are a man of authority. And you don't have to come into my house to lay hands on my servant that is sick. You can just speak the word, because I also, as an officer, I have many soldiers working under me, and I can tell them to go and do things, and they will go immediately. Talk to the Lord. Say, Father, release your authorities to fulfill your will in my life. Your heavenly authorities, your divine authorities, your angelic authorities. Father, release them now. Release them now. You already have them here on earth. Command them to take function right now. Concerning my life, concerning my destiny, say, Father, command your authorities here on earth to take function right now. In the name of Jesus, command them to perform your will in my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. The Bible says he made his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. He made his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. What does that mean? It means God of ministers, people that run errands for him. You can also call it messengers. Yeah, he has messengers. He has ministers that are flames of fire. He has servants that are flames of fire. Yeah, and I'm not talking about human beings. I'm talking about divine beings. Yeah. Yeah, though you as a Christian, you can become a flame of fire, but that's not what that verse actually was talking about. That's not the original interpretation of that verse. Yeah, it's not talking about men and women. That verse is not talking about human beings. It's talking about that God uses certain beings to carry out his operations here on earth. And some of these beings are flames of fire. Now, and some of them are spirits. And some of them are fire. Yeah. So God have these servants, invisible servants, everywhere. He have these creatures everywhere that does his will on earth. So some are angels, and some are flames of fire. Some are spirits. And you might not be able to see them with your physical eyes, but they are everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your flames of fire. Say, Father, release your flames of fire to perform your will in my life, to fulfill your promises in my life, in my body. These flames of fire, they can operate in your body, they can enter into your body and operate. They can enter into your soul. They can enter into your spirit. Begin to say, Father, release your flames of fire to perform your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. These divine beings, they can be invisible and they can be visible. For instance, Elijah called down fire from heaven. And it was visible. Everyone saw that fire. Yeah, that is a divine messenger. That fire is a divine messenger. The Father, release your flames of fire to carry out your desires in my life. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now, thank you, Lord. Release your flames of fire into my body, into my soul, into my spirit, to perform your will, to perform your operations. Release your flames of fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Release your flames of fire. The Bible says the God that answereth by fire shall be the Lord. And this is the God we serve. The God that answereth by fire is the God that uses fire to carry out his operations. Say, Father, release your fire. Release your flames of fire into my body. Let it destroy everything that is not of you in my body. Say, Father, release your flames of fire into my soul and spirit. Let it sanctify me. Let it refine me. Let it purify me. Let it transform me. Release your flames of fire into my environment. And let it enforce your law. Let it enforce your law right now. Let your flames of fire enter into my life. And enforce your word, and enforce your love, and enforce your will, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I want you to know that the Word of God is a divine authority on earth. The Word of God. Everything God has said is a divine authority on earth. Yeah, Jesus said that not a fragment, not the least of his words will go unfulfilled. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Yeah, but the most little of his word shall not pass away, shall come to pass. So that means the Word of God is an authority that should be enforced on earth. Yeah. In some years ago, we have Christians that don't take no for an answer when it comes to enforcement of the Word of God. They don't care what anybody is saying. Once they look at the Bible and they see what God has promised, they go into prayers and fastings. And they say, God, this is what I saw in your word. Let it happen in my life right now. And these people will pray until the word of God become a reality in their lives. Yeah. And God never failed them. God always answered them. So my question to you is, do you really believe in the authority of the Word of God? Do you believe that the Word of God has the final say, not the words of men? Do you believe that the Word of God has the final say? Do you believe that the Word of God is to be enforced till it changes the physical reality of the physical reality in this world? Do you believe that the Word of God should be enforced here on earth to the point that it changes the physical reality of this earth? Yeah, if you don't, you have to start believe that. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release your angels into my life to perform your word in my life. The Father, release your angels into my life to perform your word in my life, to perform your written word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, release your angels to enforce your word in my life. Your life should be, the reality of your life or the realities in your life should be patterned according to the Word of God. Created by the Word of God. Say, Father, release your angels. Release your angels to perform your word in my life, to perform your promises in my life, to perform your written word in my life. Release your angels right now. I want the word of God to become my reality. Continue to talk to him. Say, Father, I want the word of God. I want your word to become my reality. Release your angels to perform your word in my life and situation. In the name of Jesus, release your angels. Release your angels. Release your angels. Release your angels. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many Christians have not made the Bible the final authority in their lives. They have not made the Word of God the standard for their lives. I believe you are not like that. Yeah, the angels of the Lord will not be able to operate in your life if the Word of God is not your final, if you have not made the Word of God your final authority, that is what you live to obey. Yeah, the angels will not be able to operate in your life. Yeah, because they obey the word. They surrender to the word. So if you do not obey the word and you do not surrender to the word of God, the angels will not be able to operate in your life. But therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to make the Word of God my final authority. Help me to make the Word of God the only authority that governs my life. Help me to make the Word of God the only authority I obey. The only authority I follow. Open your mouth and pray like that. People that follow the word of God, they always prosper. People that follow the word of God, they don't suffer shame and disgrace. People that follow the word of God, they live in abundance, in prosperity. People that follow the word of God, they live in health and freedom. So Holy Spirit, help me to make the word of God the only authority that governs my life, the only authority that governs my decisions and choices. So Holy Spirit, help me to make the Word of God the only authority that governs my character and attitude. Help me to make the Word of God the only authority that governs my feelings, my thoughts, and emotions. Dear Father, help me to make the Word of God my final authority. In the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, help me to exalt the Word of God above the word of man, above the words of man, above the opinions of man, above the ideology of man. Help me, Holy Spirit, to make the Word of God my final authority. Coming to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are people who would rather follow the knowledge of man than the knowledge of God's word. They would rather believe what their doctors tell them that they will believe God's word. Yeah, they would rather believe what they read in one book or what they read on the internet or what they saw on the news. They would rather believe that than to believe the word of God. If you're like that, you need to repent immediately so that God's angels can operate in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to exalt the knowledge of God's word above any knowledge in this world. Holy Spirit, help me to exalt the knowledge of God's word above any knowledge in this world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me, Holy Spirit, to prefer the knowledge of God's word above any other knowledge in this world, whether it is scientific knowledge or technology knowledge or whatever knowledge or medical knowledge or health science knowledge or knowledge about drugs. So Holy Spirit, help me to magnify the knowledge of God's word above any other knowledge in this world. Even above the knowledge that I study in the university. Even above the knowledge that I learned from someone or from some people. So Holy Spirit, help me to exalt the knowledge of God's word above any other knowledge in this earth. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when we talk about angels, some people think, you know, angels, we always have to look like some very giant creature that is very tall and very huge. Or some, you know, some very shining creatures that, you know, creatures whose glory shines like the sun. Yeah, of course, we have angels like that. Yeah, but that is not all about angels. Yeah, remember that scripture says he made his angels spirits. Now, there are angels that don't even have a form. They don't have a form. They don't have a particular form. And they are angels. Yeah, so which means they can be present and you'll be able to see, you won't see anything, but they are right there. But you will not see anything because they are formless. They have no form. Yeah. Yeah, so it will be wrong if they take any form, because the way God created them is that they should have no form. Yeah, so if they happen to take any form, that is not who they really are. Yeah, so because they are invisible and they are formless. Yeah, and these angels, they can operate anywhere. They can operate anywhere. They can enter into anything. Yeah, they would operate and the forces of darkness, they will not be able to trace them. Yeah, because they are invisible and they are formless. Even the demons will not be able to see them. Yeah, Satan will not be able to see them or trace them. So they can enter even into the depths of darkness and operate there. And they will be untraceable. Yeah, so God has special angels for special assignments. Yeah, so you're going to pray. It doesn't take God anything to solve your problems. It doesn't take God anything to change your life. He knows how to do strange miracles. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to save Anna. Release your special angels into my life to do special operations that will confuse my enemies. Special operations that my enemies will not be able to trace. The Lord, release your special angels into my life to perform your special operations that will confuse my enemies and liberate my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, first take the power of God. Then wish take it from Syria. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, release your special angels into my life. Special angels into my life to perform special operations that will produce great deliverance in my life. Special operations that will produce great deliverance, great transformation, great miracles in my life. Special operations that is untraceable by my enemies. Special operations that will confuse my enemies. Oh Lord, release your angels to carry out those operations now. Release your special angels to carry out special operations in my life. Special operations that will waste my enemies in less than a second. Special operations that will consume all the forces of darkness fighting me in less than a second. Release your angels now to perform such operations in my life. in the name of Jesus. Father, release your angels now. Release your special angels. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, somewhere in the scriptures, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. They are spirit and life. Yeah, and then, you know, in that other verse, it says, he made his angels spirit and his ministers flames of fire. Yeah, what I want you to see there is that every time you listen to the word of God, the divine authorities, they enter into you. The authorities of God, they enter into you. Every time you listen to God's word, life is being imparted into you. You get life. And then spirit, we enter into you. Yeah. Spirit, because Jesus said his word are spirit and life. Yeah, so we don't know those spirits. So whether they are angels, whether they are Holy Spirit, but he said his words are spirit and life. So the more you listen to his word, the more this spirit from Jesus enter into you. So you are going to pray. You must have an attitude that wants, you know, an attitude of wanting to listen to the word of God continually and continually. Yeah, we have a lot of audios in this ministry, a lot of teachings. Yeah, if you have an attitude of listening to them over and over again, yeah, because the word of God, they are spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong desire for the word, for hearing your word, a strong desire for listening to your word. So, Father, create that desire in me, because your words are spirit and they are life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, create in me strong desire for listening to your word. Create in me strong desire for hearing your word. Create in me passion for hearing your word. Passion for listening to your word over and over again until it becomes part of me. Say, Father, create in me that desire in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me a desire for listening to your word. A strong desire for listening to your word. Give me strong desire for hearing your word. Give me strong desire for hearing the teachings of your word. Give me strong desire for hearing the preaching of your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. That verse is in John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. It says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So it means as the words from Jesus enter into you, they give life to you, because those words are spirit. The words might be many, but they are spirit. And the spirit that the words are that spirit is a life giver. The spirit that the words from Jesus have is a life giver. Some people, when it comes to listening to the word of God, they began to sleep. When it comes to hearing the word of God, they began to sleep. Yeah, why? Because there is a darkness in them that doesn't want them to receive life. So people, they say, the only thing I want to do is to pray. I don't like to hear the word of God. I just like prayer. Yeah, prayer will do nothing if it is not rooted in the word of God. Yeah, prayer will do nothing if it is not rooted in the word of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to recite your word. Help me to read out loud your scriptures so that I can get life through them. So help me to recite your words. As you recite God's word, you begin to get life. As you recite God's word, you begin to get life. There are some people that they were terminally healed. They were terminally sick. What that means is that the sickness that they have has no cure, and that sickness is unto death. That sickness is to kill them. Yeah, but somebody began to come to their bedside in the hospital, and the person began to recite the word of God. The person began to read out loud the word of God. Yeah, and the person continued to do that. So the more the person was reading out loud the Bible, they were getting life. They were getting life. And the person continues to do it for many days. Then there come one day, Jesus appeared to that terminally sick person, and Jesus raised him up, and he became healed completely. He became completely healed. Why? Because Jesus is that spirit. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit." So as the person that visited that sick man in the hospital, as that person continued to recite the word of God, the life was entering into that dying body. Gradually life was being deposited. Gradually. And the person persisted. Every day the person kept on visiting the sick man in the hospital and kept on reciting the scriptures. So as the person continued to do that, life is being deposited. You know, until that day came, when that life became one, those lives that were coming out of the scriptures solidified and became Jesus. And then Jesus appeared to that person and healed the person completely. What I'm telling you is a true life story. It's not a fiction. Yeah. So there is life in the Word of God. So if I repeat that, you say, "I don't like the Word of God. I just want to pray." You are deceiving yourself. Because even prayer will do nothing if it is not founded in the Word of God. Or you say, "I don't like the Word of God. I just want to go and dance in the church. I just want to go and sing and dance." If your singing and the dancing is not rooted in the Word of God, it's rubbish. And it will do nothing. Yeah, it will do nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me. Help me to begin to recite your word so that I can get life through them. Help me to open my mouth and read out loud the Bible so that I can get life through doing that." Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, to begin to do this spiritual exercise. Help me to begin to recite the Word of God out loud so that I can get life through them in the name of Jesus. So that I can get strength through doing that. So that I can get transformation. So that I can get revival through doing that. Help me, Father, to learn this spiritual exercise. And help me to do it consistently. Help me to do it consistently. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there was a story of a woman who made up her mind that she's going to be reciting Isaiah chapter 16. She's going to be reciting it out loud every day. This woman was a businesswoman, and then she made up her mind that she's going to be reciting out loud just that single chapter, Isaiah chapter 16. Isaiah 16. Yeah. And she continued to recite it out loud for many days, for many months, to the point that sometimes she could you could now recite it from my head without looking at the Bible. Now, the woman said, as she continued to do that, her business began to grow. Her business grew to the point that the first lady of the United States at that time, the wife of Obama, had to invite her to come and teach people how she was able to succeed with in her business, because she started the business with just very small money. Yeah. And then God began to expand that business. God began to expand the business. And she said all she was doing was reciting the scripture every day. She was reciting it out loud every day, every day. And the business kept on expanding till they called for her from the White House in America. They called for her to come and teach people there how she was able to succeed that way. Yeah. So there is power in this thing. So if you are here and you don't have any scripture you read out loud every day, you are missing a lot. Yeah, you are missing a lot. So you are going to pray. I've said this thing before several times on this platform. But I know that there is this spirit that makes Christians to just forget important things. I know that many of you heard when I said this thing then, but you did nothing about things. Yeah, I've mentioned it here before. Yeah, and I'm sure many of you did nothing about it. You didn't even look for scriptures to be reciting out loud. So you're going to pray. Now, this woman got that scripture by revelation. So the Holy Spirit can also reveal to you the particular scripture He wants you to be reading out loud every day. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the scriptures that you want me to read out loud on daily basis so that I can get life and transformation through them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Pray like that. Some people, they didn't get any revelation. They just choose. So maybe one spirit will just tell you to choose by yourself. Pray. So Holy Spirit, give me revelation. Give me direction concerning scriptures that I need to read out loud every day. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me revelation. Give me guidance. Give me direction concerning scriptures that I need to recite out loud every day. In the name of Jesus, give me revelation. Give me prophetic insight into such scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Yeah, I don't know why many Christians love to be in the flesh all the time than to be in the Spirit all the time. Because Jesus himself said, the flesh profited nothing. Yeah, so there is no profit in staying in the flesh as a Christian. There is no profit in being carnal, being worldly. Yeah, being carnal, being worldly. It has no profit to your soul. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Yeah, the word quickeneth there means revival, means to be revived, to get alive. It is the spirit that gives life. You're going to pray. If you are always carnal because you feel like I'm a human being, yes, I'm a human being, I pray that your human being will not take you to hell. Yeah. If you keep saying you're a human being and then you remain in the flesh, well, you might not make heaven. Yeah, because the more you are in the spirit, the greater the chances that you will make heaven. The longer you stay in the spirit, the higher your chances of making heaven. You think it's easy to make heaven? Maybe God can give you an opportunity to interview those that are in hell. And there are some of them that they are far better than you. Many people in hell are far better than you in terms of serving God, pleasing God, obeying God. They are far better than many of you right here, right now. And then it was just some little time they spent in the flesh that took them to hell. Just very little time they spent in the flesh. Yeah, took them to hell. But in terms of faithfulness, these people are very good. They are faithful, they are committed, they are obedient, they are fervent, they are serious. Yeah, but because they just allowed the flesh to take over them just for a very short time, and then they end up in hell. Now, you don't have those qualities those people have, and then you spend much of your time, much of your hours in the flesh, not in the spirit, but then you think you want to make heaven. How is that going to work? Jesus Christ said, he said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Do you know how righteous these scribes and Pharisees are? Do you know the kind of discipline these people follow on every day? I mean, spiritual discipline they give themselves every day. And Jesus said, your righteousness must exceed their own. Yeah, so you think it's easy to make heaven? If you think it's easy, I pray that God allows somebody in hell to talk to you. Yeah, to tell you things that got them there. Maybe you will take spirituality serious. Yeah, so you have no excuse to keep living in the flesh. You have no excuse. Yeah, so you are going to pray. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh profited nothing. The flesh profited nothing. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to embrace a lifestyle of the Spirit. I'm not the lifestyle of the flesh. Say, Father, help me to embrace a lifestyle of the Spirit and not the lifestyle of the flesh. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, help me to embrace a lifestyle of the Spirit. Help me to allow the Holy Spirit to control my life. That's another way of saying that prayer. Help me to allow the Holy Spirit to control my life and not my flesh. Help me to allow the Holy Spirit to decide for me and not me deciding for myself. Help me, Father, to embrace the lifestyle of the Spirit. For it is the Spirit that quickens. It is the Spirit that gives life. Help me, Father, to embrace a life that is controlled by your Spirit. Help me to embrace a life that is controlled by your Holy Spirit, and not a life controlled by the flesh, and not a life controlled by the things of this world, and not a life controlled by worldliness, and not a life controlled by worldly standards, worldly system. Help me, Father, to embrace a lifestyle governed by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the reasons why we pray in the Spirit is because it is the Spirit that quickens the flesh, profits nothing. That is why we pray in the Spirit. Yeah, because the more we pray in the Spirit, the more we get strengthened. The more we receive life, the type of life that cannot be found in any other thing in this world, the kind of life that the Spirit gives, nothing can give it. Nothing else can give it. Yeah, no food can give you that type of life. No supplement can give you that type of life, the kind of life that the Spirit gives you. No enjoyment can give you, not even money can give you that type of life. Yeah, only the Spirit can give that type of life. Yeah, only Him can give that type of strength and energy. Yeah, it is divine strength, not earthly. This kind of life is from heaven. It's from above. It's not from this earth. That type of strength, that type of life is not from here. So if you have not been praying in the Spirit, you need to ask for that power to be able to pray in the Spirit, because that is how you'll be able to pray for a long time without getting tired. And not only that, that is how you'll be able to get victory whenever you pray. Yeah, because only that divine life can produce transformation. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the power and the ability to pray in the Spirit. Say, Father, release upon me the power. Release upon me the ability to pray in the Spirit. open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. Dear Father, release upon me now the ability, the power to pray in the Spirit, the power to pray under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the power to pray under the control of the Holy Spirit. Father, release into my life that ability to pray under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Father, put it on me right now. Put it in me right now. In the name of Jesus. The ability to pray under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. Father, put it upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Put it upon me right now. Help me to pray in the Spirit so that I can be quickened by the Spirit. Help me to pray in the Spirit so that I can be revived by the Spirit. Help me to pray in the Spirit so that I can operate in the Spirit, so that I can experience transformation by the Spirit, so that I can experience victories by the Spirit. Help me, Father, to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's keep praying. It says, He made his angels spirits, and his ministers a flaming fire. And that is Psalm 104, verse 4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, his ministers a flaming fire, his ministers a flaming fire. You're going to bring one of the abilities of his Spirit is to be mysterious. Yeah, to be mysterious. To be, I don't know that word I can use for mysterious. Yeah, to be full of mysteries. Yeah, such that your life is so difficult to be understood. Yeah, so that is the ability of spirit. So spirits have mysteries and secrets. Yeah. And that is why God is able to carry out operations that are mysterious. To his enemies, operations that are mysterious to his enemies, you know, such that his enemies will not be able to understand what is going on until God is done with what he is doing. Yeah, so you're going to pray, God, is a mysterious being. Even and his angels are also mysterious. Yeah, he is mysterious, and likewise his angels. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do mysterious operations in my life that my enemies will never be able to understand until my life has been transformed, until my life has succeeded, until my life has prospered. Say, Father, do mysterious operations in my life by your angels. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, do mysterious operations in my life by your angels. Operations that my enemies will never be able to understand. And the next thing they will see is that I have been transformed, I have been blessed, I have prospered, I have excelled, and I have gone far. Father, do such operations in my life. Deep operations. Deep and mysterious operations. Operations that cannot be understood, even by principalities and by Satan himself. Operations that no devil can understand. And that the next thing they will see is that I am healed and I am delivered and I am successful and I am victorious. Father, do such operations in my life by your heavenly host in the name of Jesus. Do mysterious operations in my life. Father, do mysterious operations in my life. Do mysterious operations in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I also want you to know that it is not only angels that carry out God's will on earth. It is not only angels that carry out God's will on earth or that enforces God's will. The things that God created, everything that God has created, they also listen to God. Yeah, for instance, the waters, they listen to God. The wind listen to God. The rocks listen to God. Everything God has created, they listen to God. And whatever God tells them to do, they do. Yeah, the ground listens to God. Yeah, even your body listens to God. Yeah, and just an instruction from God, your body will just obey immediately. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send your command to all the things you created. Say, Father, send your command to everything you have created to begin to perform your will in my life, to begin to perform your desires in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Send the command. Send your word. Send your command to everything you have created, whether they are visible or invisible. send your commands to them to begin to perform your will in my life. In the name of Jesus, everything you created, whether they are animals or they are insects or they are human beings, whatever you have created, Father, send your commands to them right now to begin to perform your desires in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Send the command right now. Send the command right now. In the name of Jesus. Send the command. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. There are don't let me go into that. I want you to pray like this. You need to say, Father, mobilize your heavenly host into every area of my life where I have failed so many times. Mobilize your heavenly host to enforce success in those areas. Mobilize your heavenly host to make sure that I succeed in those areas. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, mobilize your heavenly host into every area of my life where I have failed several times. And keep failing. Oh Lord, mobilize your heavenly hosts into those areas. And let them enforce success for me in the name of Jesus. Let them make sure that I succeed. In the name of Jesus, mobilize your heavenly host right now. Mobilize your heavenly host right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You are going to pray. Now, I've said before that, there are divine principles that control the universe, that governs the earth. And every Christian that lives by these principles, they don't suffer. And they always prosper. And these principles, they are in the Bible. Yeah, like the Bible. Principles concerning righteous living, holy living, principles concerning giving, principles concerning starving God, loving God, loving God's people. Yeah, a lot of principles. There are principles concerning how you should think, how you should live. Yeah. And if we live by these principles, we will not suffer. And we will excel greatly. So you're going to pray. Any power that is not allowing you to follow the word of God as it is, that power wants to destroy your life and destiny. Any spirit that is making it difficult for you to follow the Bible standards, the Bible principles, as they are, that spirit wants to waste your life and destiny. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power assigned to prevent me from following the principles of the Word of God, from following the standard of the Word of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every spirit and power that is preventing me from following the principles of God in the Bible, the standards of God in the Bible. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit and power that is preventing me from following the principles of God in the Bible, the principles of Jesus in the Bible, the standards of Jesus in the Bible, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I receive the grace to follow the Bible standard in my life every day. Say, I receive the grace to follow the Bible standard, to follow the Bible principles in my life every day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace that we enable me interpret the Bible correctly. In grace that we enable me to interpret and understand the Bible, your scriptures, correctly. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me the grace. Give me the grace to understand and correctly interpret your word, your scriptures. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace to avoid private interpretation of the Bible. Give me the grace to avoid selfish interpretation of the Bible. Give me the grace to avoid a self-centered interpretation of the Bible. Give me the grace to accurately interpret the Bible in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have a few more prayer points. Yeah, remember in that Psalm 104 verse 4, it says that a flaming fire are God's ministers. Flames of fire are God's ministers. So God uses flames of fire to perform His will in the earth. Yeah, one of the things God uses these to do is protection. Yeah, God uses flames of fire to enforce protection upon his children. He used it to protect the children of Israel when they were walking in the wilderness, when they were traveling through the wilderness. He used this flaming fire. The fire stood like a pillar. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your flames of fire, enforce protection. Enforce your protection upon my life. Say, Father, by your flames of fire, enforce your protection upon my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. By your flames of fire, enforce protection upon my family. Enforce protection upon my family members. Enforce protection upon my life. In the name of Jesus. The Father, use your flames of fire to preserve me, to protect me from all evils. Use your flames of fire to protect me from sicknesses and diseases. Use your flames of fire to protect me from witchcraft attacks, from demonic and satanic attacks. Father, use your flames of fire to protect me from every arrow of darkness fired at me. Use your flames of fire to protect me from every agent of darkness. Use your flames of fire to protect me from every attack, from the realms of darkness. Use your flames of fire to protect me from every enchantment and spells of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, on behalf of praying. Amen. The last prayer point. Now God also uses flames of fire to arrest demons. Yeah, to bind demons. And which is also the same as to come to their house. Yeah. Binding demons is the same as casting out demons. Yeah. You know, binding them is to limit it's just like you shut someone out of some way. Like someone being in a house and then you push the person out and then you shut the door. Yeah, so that is binding demons. So if you say cast out devils and then you say bind devils, it's the same. Yeah, because if you cast out devils, you are making sure that you don't come back in again forever. So God uses flames of fire to arrest demons. to bind the demons. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use your flames of fire to arrest every devil that has been sent to cause evil in my life. Use your flames of fire to arrest them, to bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Use your flames of fire to bind every devil, every spirit of darkness, every demon that has been sent to cause evil in my life, every prince of darkness on assignment to cause evil in my life. Father, bind them with your flames of fire. Arrest them now. In the name of Jesus, arrest them now. Shut them out of my life with your flames of fire. Cast them out of my life with your flames of fire. Every spirit on assignment, every witch on assignment, every agent of Satan, agent of darkness on assignment to hurt me, to cause evil in my life. Father, bind them with your flames of fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, arrest them with your flames of fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this time spent in your presence. Thank you for your presence that keeps producing victories in our lives. Thank you for the power in your presence that keeps giving us victories, deliverance, and freedom. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the things you have given to us already. Thank you for the help we have received already. Thank you for your authorities here on hand that you have mobilized to perform your will in our lives already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great plans you have for every life in this place. I thank you, Father, because you shall perform those plans. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that just as we have prayed, send your word of command to everything you created, whether visible or invisible, whether they dwell in the light or they dwell in the darkness. Send your word of command to them all to begin to perform your will and promises in the lives of your people right now in Jesus' name. Ask, O Lord, that you move to execute judgment upon the enemies of everyone here, using your flaming fire. Oh Lord, move mightily right now through your flames of fire to carry out judgment on the enemies of your people right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of the Lord shall become your strength. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Lord shall become your power. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of the Lord shall become your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the same dominion that Jesus has over everything, over kingdoms, over thrones, over principalities, I pray for you that the same dominion shall begin to operate in your life, shall begin to manifest in your life. It shall manifest in your spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Everything that you lay your hands upon henceforth shall prosper and excel in Jesus' name. I pray that in those areas where you have failed, the angels of the Lord shall manifest there to make sure you succeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.